This week's 9/11 Commission hearings amounted to an indictment of the intelligence community for disorganization, mismanagement, and general dysfunction. The critique was especially harsh for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The commission staff reported that if the FBI is to fight terrorism effectively, it must change its performance. FBI Director Robert Mueller says he is doing just that. NPR's Larry Abramson has been following this story. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Cheryl.
Well, we heard testimony about two different FBIs this week. One, this dysfunctional agency with miserable IT resources, terrible bureaucratic barriers before 9/11. The other, Mueller's new improved FBI that's focused like this laser beam on counterterror. Well, which one do we have?
I think right now we have a little bit of both. The commission found that in their investigations, the FBI was trying to make big strides in making terrorism the center of all of their efforts, the center of their world in the 1990s. And former director Louis Freeh really put a lot of resources into counterterrorism. The thing is, he was starting from zero, so even that big increase didn't really turn the FBI into a counterintelligence agency the way the 9/11 commission obviously thinks they need to be. And so there was still a tremendous focus on pursuing criminal investigations as opposed to doing the kind of counter-terror intelligence prevention that everybody thinks the FBI needs to be doing now. Robert Mueller came in, unfortunately for the country, but fortunately for the reform of the FBI, with all of this momentum behind reform of the FBI after 9/11. He has tremendous credibility. He's put many more resources into counterterrorism. So there seems to be a huge amount of optimism behind Mueller's ability to make these huge changes that are being demanded.
Well, why does he have such great credibility?
He's really honest. He's straightforward. He doesn't seem to be playing the political game. He comes across, you know, he's a former Marine, and that's how he comes across as a Boy Scout who is endlessly optimistic and doesn't want to play games because he knows that a lot is riding on his reform effort.
Well, one of the things we kept hearing about this week was about the FBI's computer problems. Well, haven't we been hearing about this for years, and why is it just so hard to fix it?
You know, it ranks up there with some of the great IT scandals in history. Basically, all through the 1990s, the FBI had computer technology from the 80s, if it existed at all. This is an agency that actually grew up on paper. And, you know, J. Edgar Hoover built this tremendous paper file system that actually worked really well in the pre-computer days. But it was really tough to turn that into a good computer system. Then the FBI, I think a lot of people feel, messed up the computer conversion by deciding they would build their own system rather than going to the private sector. It was badly mismanaged. Congress got involved. They got very angry with the amount of money that was being spent. And basically, there was a standoff between Congress and the FBI for a while, so they couldn't do anything to fix this system. Now that we're in the computer age where this sort of digital information is even more essential than ever, the FBI is really just getting computerized this year. That's when the system is supposed to be in place. So from what we're hearing, they're going to have a great system, but look how long it took them.
Yeah. The hearings looked at dysfunction in the FBI's management. Well, what about rank and file agents? Is the FBI getting the best and the brightest?
Well, you know, when the commission staff went out to talk to people in the field offices, I think they found that even while there's a tremendous dedication to this storied agency, there's still the feeling that the people who get all of the cool assignments are the people carrying the badges and the guns. And the FBI still isn't seen as a place for analysts, counterterror prevention people to go. Maybe they want to go to the CIA. Maybe they want to go work in corporate security. And I think that that's one of the questions that the 9/11 Commission is asking is, can the culture change so that people who are good thinkers, who are like the brains, the geniuses in security and counterterror thinking, want to go work for the FBI? Right now, the commission heard that analysts are not getting the greatest treatment in the field offices, that sometimes they were being asked to empty the trash baskets or something. And some of that may just be the result of a few people complaining because they're new to the bureau, but some of it clearly is a result of a culture that Robert Mueller hasn't turned around 180 degrees quite yet.
NPR's Larry Abramson, thanks very much.
Thank you.